Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is June 15th. And joining me right now is the coordinator of the Coalition for Justice for Elder and Disabled Adults, Janice Thomas. Janice, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
This topic of elder abuse is an extremely important one. I know we have a lot of listeners who are like me in the sandwich generation, taking care of our kids and our parents. There are unfortunately other older listeners in our audience who maybe don't have the care that they need, or maybe the wrong kind of care. What should we know about elder abuse?
One of the things that I tell people is, first of all, give a definition of elder abuse. Elder abuse can be sexual, physical, emotional, behavioral, mental, as well as financial. It includes things like scams. It includes neglect. It includes exploitation. So it's a pretty big menu. What I think people should know is that elder abuse exists. Many people are in a state of denial. And in denial, that is, elder abuse happens to someone else. It happens to poor people. It happens to rich people. It happens to whatever people you are not. So it happens to someone else. And so one of the first things that I like to remind people is elder abuse happens to older adults and adults with disabilities, period, dot. Have some awareness of what that abuse can look like. It may be something as simple as a person who seeks to exclude or divide an older person from their family, from their friends. They isolate them. Why are they isolating them? It may be someone that is new in that older or disabled person's life who is asking them for money or otherwise exploiting them. The exploitation may not be money, it generally is, but it may be housing. Someone moves in. 2 weeks ago, a month ago, we didn't know this person. Now they're living with mom, my aunt, my uncle, my brother, who's of a certain age. We can look for other signs, like a change in behavior of an older person. That behavioral change may be they become more quiet, more reticent. It may be a radical personality change, or it may be a subtle one. It could be a physical change. Suddenly, they don't feel good. They want to sleep all the time. They isolate themselves. They were always pristine in how they dressed, and now they're often disheveled.
And so sometimes you might think that, oh, maybe it's a medical thing. There's, you know, maybe it's dementia, but you don't always think they're avoiding something else in their life. So what do you recommend if we see some of these signs? Because I think often older people don't want to admit this is happening either, because they don't want to be seen as vulnerable or unable to handle their own affairs.
If you see something, say something. And I know that that phrase is becoming quite cliche, but say something. It may be a nice conversation with the older person. You may need to engage someone else. Adult Protective Services for the state of Missouri gets often a bad rap, but they are very supportive and they are a resource. And so unlike what many people think, they are not arbitrarily removing people from their home or doing all of these things that people sometimes cast them as. But they can be a resource to the person. I think one of the things that you brought up is very, very, very appropriate. Sometimes it may be a mental, a physical issue. It may be a health issue. And so if your loved one has a physician or a healthcare provider that they're engaged with, it may be an opportunity to engage with them. Because sometimes certain illnesses may cause signs that could be confused with abuse. Their health may change. Their energy level may change. They may show signs of depression. They may not have the energy and pep that they once did. Or my catch-all is they suddenly just don't feel good. And they can't quite say, this hurts me or that. They just know that they don't feel good. Those are great opportunities to engage with a healthcare provider. I would caution folks for always going to dementia. Absolutely, dementia exists, but there are so many things that can mimic dementia. I think that that's another opportunity to engage with a healthcare provider. For example, depression can seem like dementia, but they are different things, and they may have different causes. They may be depressed because of abuse, or they may be depressed because of some other underlying health issue. But again, that circles me back to the healthcare provider.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.